Let's go to our senior investigative correspondent, Aaron Katursky, at the detention center in Brooklyn where Maduro is being held. When do we expect the formal charges, Aaron?
As soon as Monday, we expect Maduro to make his first appearance in Manhattan federal court, like so many other defendants before him, George. And in the meantime, he's going to be here at this decrepit federal jail in Brooklyn for the foreseeable future with Luigi Mangione, also awaiting trial in Manhattan federal court. Sean Combs, Ghislaine Maxwell, Sam Bankman-Fried have all spent time here and have all complained about the conditions inside. Maduro is facing a four-count federal indictment that puts him atop a 25-year conspiracy to flood the United States with cocaine and along the way enrich himself and partner with some of the world's most dangerous and violent drug traffickers and corrupting his country. Every single position Maduro has held in Venezuela, federal prosecutors say he has used for his own benefit at the expense of Venezuela.
And Aaron, Martha mentioned that the president pardoned last month the former president of Honduras, Juan Hernandez, on remarkably similar charges.
Yeah, they are similar, George. They're not exactly the same, but they are at the core drug traffickers, according to the United States government. And Maduro, both Juan Orlando Hernandez, were accused of prolific drug trafficking, enriching themselves, corrupting their country, and allowing violence and danger to flourish. But the difference, as President Trump discussed it yesterday, was that Hernandez was charged under the Biden administration and, he said, treated unfairly, comparing the indictment of Juan Orlando Hernandez to other attempts by the Biden administration to go after him, President Trump, George.